Julia Biggins, infectious disease scientist.
Seems like that's sort of an angle you're taking as the candidate as well, is you're the scientist. Is that kind of part of your main pitch to voters?
It is, because my science background is really what got me up and running in the first place. The attack on science by the Trump administration was one of the first signals to me that something was, you know, going wrong in this country, and that we were starting to dismiss science. So it's definitely a big part of my campaign.
What would then be kind of and most important issues or the more concrete actions you would plan to take were you to make it to Capitol Hill?
So I think, although, you know, I am a scientist running for Congress, the three main priorities for my campaign right now are healthcare, and I would be working towards a single-payer healthcare program, education, and then the environment.
So what, for education and environment, any kind of particular details about things you would have in mind for voters?
Sure. So with education, it's twofold. One is for our public schools are very unequally funded. You know, it comes from property tax. And so the type of area you're living in will be a factor in the type of schools that are in that area. So I would like to see some more federal funds coming to equalize the funding of our public schools, because I think that education is the key to the future and that all of our kids deserve a quality education. And then looking down the road for these kids at affordable college education, I would be in favor of working for a free and reduced community college tuition with a national civil service program, like you'd get your degree and then pay back your time in serving in that area or maybe in another community in need. And then if that goes well, I think that could be a pilot program to start to look at reduced tuition for four-year universities.
And so where would the money for those kinds of things come from? Do you have what kind of things would you look at to either tax cut?
Right. So I think that would come from a large part in revamping the tax bill that was just passed by the Trump administration and making sure that the burden is taken off the working families and that corporations and the wealthy are taxed appropriately. In particular, the richest people in the nation are really only taxed on their salaries and not on their full wealth. And there are a couple of areas such as the capital gains investments and derivatives markets that could be taxed more heavily and could then go into a general tax fund that could be used for education.
A number of people, obviously, in this primary who you're running against. What kind of things can you point out to voters that make you different from the other candidates as they try to sort through which of the six of you they would want to vote for?
Sure. So obviously my science background is a big distinguisher. I really think that, like we did here in Virginia in 2017 with electing such a diverse slate of candidates to go to Richmond, especially first-time candidates, I think that we need to start doing the same at the congressional level and getting different kinds of backgrounds, not just scientists, but I think we could have some more doctors and teachers because we have many lawyers and businessmen in Congress right now, and Congress seems to be pretty broken. And in terms of policy, I think I can distinguish myself from the other candidates because I am the only candidate in this race that will fight for the single-payer healthcare program. Senator Sanders has a bill ready to go in the Senate, and if elected, I would be supportive of that from the House side, and I would like to see us move towards that as soon as possible. And also, I'm the only candidate really talking heavily about the environment and specifically about the need to expand high-speed rail throughout the country. And that will help not only in infrastructure, but jobs and the environment and getting cars off the streets and things like that.
And how would that kind of a transportation plan manifest itself around here?
So I think around here is a perfect example of why we need that kind of infrastructure program, especially in Virginia 10. It's such a large geographic district, and so the people out in the West, such as Winchester or Leesburg, this would really help them come into areas in Northern Virginia and get connected to the metro to go into D.C. if we had the high-speed rail out there. And more so, it would allow us to connect the economies across the state and across the district, which I think is so important. And not only do we need high-speed rails, but I think within our communities, we can have more things like light rail and robust bus systems to enable people to use the mass transit instead of the cars, and so we can reduce the congestion we all see in Northern Virginia right now.
And as far as represent, you talked about the spread of the district. How do you make sure that if you get to Capitol Hill, you're representing everybody in that district from Fairfax County all the way to the West Virginia line.
Mm-hmm. I think that's so important. And that's what I've been focusing my campaign on since I launched it, is to make sure I'm spending time in all parts of the district. You know, I live in Prince William County near Manassas, but I'm rarely here. You know, I'm equally here. I'm in Winchester. I'm in Leesburg. I'm in Fairfax and everywhere in between. Because if I want the voters to elect me, I want to be their true representative in every sense of the word and be able to understand what the whole district needs, Democrats and Republicans, you know, more urban, more rural areas, in order to fully represent this district in Congress.
If you get to Capitol Hill, how would you be able to make a difference as one of 435 members, given that you haven't been in that kind of a situation before?
Sure. And you know, none of us in this race actually have been in Congress before, so it will be new for all of us. And I think with my background, I have a lot of experience working with other people to come to solutions for complex problems, which is exactly what we're seeing in Congress right now. So I'm not afraid to get in there and roll up my sleeves and do what needs to be done. And also, you know, part of my background is making sure I have all the information I need before proceeding. So I think in Congress, I would be well suited to, you know, be doing the homework to read the bills and make sure I understand what's going on before a bill is passed.
What do you think your odds are of winning June 12th? Are you confident?
Yeah, I'm confident. I think with the voters I've been talking to, they're really excited about sending a scientist to Congress. You know, they really understand why it's important to have not only scientists, but like I said, more of a diverse voice representing us right now. So I've been getting great receptions at the forums and when I'm knocking on doors with the voters. So I'm really excited.
And so, but then moving on to November, do you think that your message would work against Congresswoman Comstock in a district that's voted Republican so much in the past? Would the word single payer or something like that, you know, scare too many voters away?
I think what we need to do, you know, in terms of something like a single payer, or people get nervous about global warming as a big idea, is to talk with them and let them know how these types of issues affect them directly. I think most people want to have a secure source of healthcare, and they want to be covered regardless of pre-existing conditions, and have all manners of health-related issues covered, like mental health and vision and dental. And I think a single-payer system, once they understand it a little bit better, will resonate with quite a few people.
Is there anything else you're hearing from voters or that has come up during the campaign that you think is important that people should know as they're trying to make up their minds here as to who to pick?
I think they're really, so in addition to, you know, the science background, they're excited to know that smart people are running for office, because we feel like there's definitely a lack of that right now, and that there is a candidate who has pledged to pass legislation based on facts and evidence and not take, you know, I've pledged not to take corporate PAC money now as a candidate or as a congressperson. And so I'll really be beholden only to the facts and to my voters' interest and not to the corporate lobbyists.